Purdue Pharma's sales reps in Tennessee were pushing OxyContin even harder as the high-powered opioid came under increasing legal scrutiny in recent years. That's one of hundreds of claims made by the Tennessee Attorney General in a lawsuit filed in May and made public today. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports Purdue withdrew its effort to keep the litigation under seal.
Purdue reps made 300,000 calls to Tennessee prescribers over the last decade, and the pace didn't peak until 2016, well after Purdue's tactics were under investigation. Tennessee's lawsuit depends heavily on four-line blurbs sales reps jotted down after each visit or phone call. Some reveal suspicious activity, like patients paying cash, and a knife fight outside a doctor's office in Springfield. In that specific instance, Purdue reps still called on the doctor 31 times after his medical license was suspended. Nashville attorney Mark Chalos of Leaf Cabraser says the same documents are being used by his firm to sue opioid makers on behalf of counties and cities.
I think it helps all of us engaged in this fight to better understand what has happened and ultimately to get more quickly and more efficiently to a resolution.
With so much litigation at varying stages, it's unclear what suits will go to trial or be settled, but legal experts expect big money could change hands. Tennessee's asking for $10,000 for every time Purdue knowingly violated consumer protection law. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.
A spokesman for Purdue Pharma says the company vigorously denies that its sales force acted improperly and that it's disappointed Tennessee is pursuing a separate lawsuit outside of collective negotiations with other states.